Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're looking ahead to Thursday's action from Cork. It all kicks off at 3 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. Sam Norris here with you on the preview, and joining me on the line, as ever, is our Irish racing expert, Andy Holding, to preview the best of the action. How are you this morning, Andy?
Yeah, not bad at all. Yeah, it's a contrast in the weather, isn't it? 24 hours after bright sunshine, the old sniff of spring in the air, but very much gone back to cold conditions and a lot of rain around as well. That Cork's had quite a bit, and it's now heavy ground over in Cork. So, yes, survival of the fittest very much on the ascendancy today.
Yeah, it's been keeping us on our toes this March, hasn't it? Feels like we've had four seasons just in the last few weeks.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, don't know where to get the t-shirts out or keep the overcoats close by.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's made for muddling wardrobe selections and muddling races as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I've
I
seen
guess.
Your dress, mate. So,
absolutely. I'm a young, fashionable.
Better than some in the office.
Yeah, well, that's not too difficult.
You're definitely not from the old get dressed in the dark crew.
Yeah, no, exactly. Absolutely. Reasonable card today at Cork, Andy.
Yeah, not bad at all. Quite a few runners. A lot of horses that have got form at the track, which is always what I look for. That's my usual starting point. And plenty from stables that do really well here as well at the track. So a combination of all that should hopefully result in a reasonable day.
Yes, we certainly hope so. We'll go straight into it then. I think, as I mentioned, we start at 3 o'clock. The first race of the day from Cork is a 2-mile maiden hurdle with Crystal Pearl, the 7-4 favourite, sizing Killarney 5-2. 5-1 for Alpinia, 8-1 for Piton. Comedy Club is 9-1. It's 12s bar those. And this favourite, Crystal Pearl, ran well in her first two starts over hurdles, but disappointed at Navan last time out. Would that be enough to put you off here?
Definitely, yeah. She got into that race with a reasonable profile. A couple of nice place efforts behind two reasonable horses, but that was a shocking run at Navan last time out. I mean, she got an easy and contested lead, and she faded and hung really badly in the straight as well, as if something was amiss. The market will very much tell us where we stand with Crystal Pearl today as well, coming from the Charles Byrne stable, a yard that certainly lets you know when one of theirs is fancied. So if there is positivity, that will give you some crumb of comfort, but it's just not the kind of horse I want to be backing in a short price. Sizing Killarney is obviously the most interesting runner in the race, coming from a yard that are in great nick at the moment. And all of Alan Potts' horses running in these colours always seem to run to a very good standard as well. But the obvious choice for me would be the one with a little bit of form that should finish in the first three and give us a run for our money without taking a short price, and that's Alpinia for the Augustine Lee stable. Filly by Pontre Celeb just had the one run under Rolls in Ireland, and it was a good one as well, behind two horses with quite a bit of form. That Chatham House Rolls is certainly no mug. Gordon Elliott's charging made all the running on that occasion, just as he did when he got the better of Petit Parisian early on in the season at Fairy House. So he's a really decent animal when conditions are in his favour. And Tarabin has also got some good form as well. He probably wants better ground, but he ran right up to his best. And he got beat 15-odd lengths by those two, keeping on quite well. Unexpected as well. It was a 40-to-1 shot on debut. Ruby Walsh has been booked today, so that's a real positive intent from that connection. So don't want to back the favourite at a short price. Don't know enough about sizing Killarney to tip it. So I'm obviously only left with Alpinia, and we can get 5-to-1. So that's where the each round money's going in the first.
Okay, then Alpinia, for Andy, who's a 5-to-1 shot in the first, with, as you mentioned, Ruby Walsh in the plate. Next up, then, we'll go to the 3:30 race. This one is a 2.5-mile hurdle. And just the three line up to contest this one. Saddler's Risk is the 8-to-11 favourite. 2-to-1 for Ackland. Thunderzone is 9-to-2. As you mentioned, just the three for this one, but it's actually quite a decent purse, Andy. 13k to the winner. I think we expected more to line up for this.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, this is quite a disappointing turnout, really. But three useful horses all the same. The standard bearer looks to be Saddler's Risk and would be the selection here this morning. Around about 4-to-5, generally on the morning line. Hasn't run since December, not sure why. Got the better of He'll Be Remembered on that occasion until the jockey decided to weigh in £4 light and lost the race in the steward's room thereafter. But it's got plenty of good form on soft ground, so conditions shouldn't be too much of an issue. It has run well here early on in the season as well, over fences, beyond Perfect Gentleman in a chase. That was a Grade 3 contest. The two main market rivals all coming here under a bit of a cloud as well. Thunder Zone was well thrashed at Cheltenham. And Aklan was a real disappointment last time out when a short price favourite. I'm still yet to be convinced about Aklan. Since his win at Navan last year, he hasn't really done a great deal to set the forces racing. So the next two in the betting are definitely vulnerable. So Saddler's Risk very much isn't, and he gets the selection there. For the inform, Henry de Bromhead Camp.
Okay, no taking on the favourite then in that 3:30. Saddler's Risk getting the votes. We'll move to the 4:05 then. This one is a 2.5 mile maiden hurdle. One Called Princess is the even money favourite. 7-2 for Cyprian Prince. She's a Gangster is 6-1. 9-1 for Luflas. Double figure prices or bigger. The rest of them, not the most competitive of maidens you're likely to see, Andy. Who gets this one?
Yeah, this one's a real modest contest here. We're dealing with fairly weakish, flimsy form. With that in mind, therefore, we've got a real strong favourite here in the shape of One Called Princess. And she gets the nat vote this afternoon at Cork. She's had the benefit of a couple of runs over hurdles. One of them was an aborted one, where obviously there was a problem with the horse afterwards. And she was found to be lame after the race. She was sent off favourite that day off the back of a scintillating display over the course in a bumper, where she beat a couple of nice horses in the process. And she'd been off the track for the best part of 10 months when she came back the other day at Limerick. Desperate track to come back and make your debut or your reappearance over, because that ground there at Limerick is always really, really bad. And she just ran as though she needed the run that day. She went really well through the race, and you'd almost be nominating her as the most likely winner turning into the home straight. But she kind of like got stuck on the inside rail and had to be switched, and just found the one pace thereafter from two out. I just put down in my notes she'd be better for the run and is one to keep an eye on. Comes from a yard that does really, really well here. John Walsh's horses always excel. This is his favourite track. He only trains close by the course. And like I said, this looks a really weak contest. She's a Gangster, second favourite. They're still sending out search party for that one the other day, even though it got finished fourth. He got beat the best part of 50 lengths. And Cyprian Princess also got well thrashed 41 lengths the last time we saw it back in November, so obviously question marks over that. Basically, this race is One Called Princess is to lose. She's got track form. She'd be better for that run the other day. And 5-4 with William Hill this morning, I think she should be odds on to win this race. So let's take the 5-4 and get stuck in.
Okay, then One Called Princess, the nap of the card for Andy in that 4:05. Next up, we've got a 2.5 mile handicap hurdle at 4:35. Colm's Dream leads the market at 4-1. 11-2 for Spansel Hill. Last Yaton is 7-8-1 for King Blue. Miss Peacetime 9-1 and 10-1 or bigger. The rest of them. This favourite here, Andy, Colm's Dream, looks like a horse on the upgrade.
Yeah, he does, yeah. He was unlucky not to win a couple of starts ago when I thought he was going to land a very competitive handicap. But he got his recompense last time out with a workmanlike win at Down Royal. The time of the race, though, wasn't particularly strong. I put a bit of a circle around that race and suggested it was modest strokes, suspect form. So despite it at least coming in good nick, and is the starting point for most punters in this race, I'm going to go elsewhere here and look for a little bit of value beyond. And I'm going to suggest we back Spansel Hill here each way. From the Michael Donohoe stable. I thought this horse ran a nice enough race last time out, in a race which is beginning to work out quite well. We've already seen the Mad Well and Sydney Thompson, who was second and third in that race that was won by Hardbought, finished first and second the other day down in Limerick. And in the first time blinkers, I like the way this horse just kept on quite nicely for pressure late on. Certainly wasn't going backwards. He was doing all his best work at the end. He's got plenty of soft or heavy ground form. And I like the fact in this amateur rider race, the best rider has been booked in Ireland, obviously, Derek O'Connor, to do the steering. So that definitely points me in the right direction of this horse. And not a bad price either as well this morning. I've seen quotes of in around the 6-7-1 mark for Spansel Hill. And that would seem to be a fairly realistic each-way price. So Spansel Hill, off the back of a good run in a race which is working out well, gets that vote there in that for Gentry World Championship. Amateur rider race.
an each way pick then there for Andy. Spancil Hill in the 4:35. Next up at 10 past 5, we have a 3-mile handicap hurdle. And Railway Tommy is the 3-1 favourite. 4-1 for Your Busy. 4-1 the Madwell. Captain of the Fleet, 5-1. 5-1 Tiger Bay Lady. Off the charts is 8-1. And the outsider at 16-1 is Kyle Crew. It's the richest race of the day, Andy. And good to see a pretty wide open heat.
Yeah, this one's attracted the best field of the day, quite rightly so, as well for the money on offer. And there's plenty of horses that can be given chances here. Not more so than Captain of the Fleet, who, along with another horse I'm going to mention in a second, would be my two-pronged attack into this particular race. Available around about 5-6-1 this morning. Not a bad price either for Eamon O'Connell's 8-year-old, who comes in here in good nick, having won the other day at Thurley. He's getting the better of Tiger Bay Lady in the latter stages. Tracked the pace, turning for home, and then always looked like the winner. And kept on really well. Ran really well the time before as well in a handicap at Punchestown, which is top class form. Lena Wright, the winner of that race, has won a grade two. Subsequently, in my door, came over to Kempton the other day and ran really well in third in a good race, run at a strong pace, won by one of Nicky Henderson. So overall, Captain of the Fleet has done absolutely nothing wrong all season long. He loves soft or heavy ground. His three wins have all come when the ground's been bottomless. He loved the conditions today. He stays incredibly well. He'd be favourite or nearly close to favourite for me. I can't believe he's the price he is this morning. Don't fancy Your Busy. The ground's gone against that. Tiger Bay Lady, as we say, she's found little for pressure in the last two starts. That leaves me with a saver to be had on the Madwell, which is currently available to be back at 9-2 William Hill. That horse got the better of Tiger Bay Lady in a finish the other day down in Limerick. And I think the step-up in trip certainly shapes as though it'll suit this horse, because he seems to be a very strong stay. His two wins have both come at Limerick on soft or heavy ground. And if you can get that, if you can get home under those conditions there, you're doing pretty well. So I'm going to play two against the field here. Captain of the Fleet, around about 5-6-1, as I said. And also the Madwell at 9-2. I don't think you'd be too far wrong with one of those two.
Okay, two picks there then for Andy in the 5:10, the feature race of the day. Next up then is the 5:40. This one is a 2-mile handicap hurdle, and Romanian is the 6-4 favourite here. A Dream Still Alive is 13-2, 8-1 for Lakefield. Clara Moore 10-1, Cloudy Morning 10-1, 14s bar those. Romanian head of the market here, Andy, despite a pretty wretched form line last season, never finishing better than 15th over hurdles, 261 days off the track. What do you make of his place in the market?
Well, it's just down to the Mullins factor, isn't it? Obviously, old connections didn't find the key to this horse for one reason or another. And punters are hoping that the master trainer, Irish trainer, will work his magic on this particular horse. Beaten up, he got beat 58 lengths, 69 lengths, 82 lengths, 43 lengths. It almost being Stu's inquiry into this horse's improvement if he manages to win this race. But we've seen Willie Mullins do this time and time again with other horses' cast-offs. Other yards cast-offs. It'll be a massive embarrassment to his old trainer if this horse managed to win. But could I back it at 5-4, 6-4? I probably would let it win at that price and just tip my hat to Willie Mullins and say, you know, you're a genius, and you just accept it, really. I've got to look for a little bit of value against it. Of course we have. And I think Clara Moore represents the most likely each-way alternative. Of course, there are four places on offer with William Hill this morning. And there's every chance of this horse at least finishing the first four, and at least we make money. You probably make just as much money backing this horse each way or place only than you would backing the favourite at a very skinny price without too many risks involved. I think Clara Moore is almost certain to run its race, as it has been of late. Since the blinkers have been fitted on this horse, he hasn't really looked back. His last two runs in handicap hurdles when the ground's been heavy at over 2 miles, he's managed to finish fourth in a good race at Limerick, where a couple of horses have won since, Misty Lady and Hard Bought. And then he went to Clonmel the other day and travelled really smoothly before putting the race to bed with a really good turn of foot on the running, and he pulled well clear of the rest of the field. He ran over fences the last day and fell. He's back over hurdles today. He's got great form at Cork as well. He's managed to win and get placed two or three times in seven starts. So he ticks quite a few boxes. And like I say, double figure each way prices about Clara Moore. Surely the way to go in that set 5:40.
Okay, Clara Moore getting the vote then in the penultimate race, available at 10-1 this morning with William Hill. The 6:10 is the final race of the day from Cork. This one is a 2-mile ladies bumper. Tassidana is the 2-1 favourite, 3-1 Maldini. Dallas Cowboy is 7-2, 6-1 Akito, and 10-1 or bigger the rest. Worth mentioning, still no jockey declared on this Tassidana at the time of recording. What are you liking the race?
Yeah, it's hard to be dogmatic about a race like this without knowing what the conditions are going to be like by the last race, and also how the betting shapes up during the course of the day. Tassadini is an interesting runner, but the fact that this horse is fairly easy enough to back, some firms have pushed it out to 11 to 4, 3 to 1 this morning, suggests to me that it isn't particularly strongly fancied. So I'm going to go against the Mullins runner in the favour of Maldini, who ran an odd race first time out for a dual point-to-point winner that stays really well. It was quite odd to see Shane Boho and the £7 claimer stick this horse out the back door in a race that was very slowly run, and then they quickened off the front. It went the way of Ars Cold Soul, who got some good form going into that race, and the Noel Mead stable. It was a really good ride by Finney Maguire, who's obviously taken a lot of plaudits over in Ireland in bumpers and amateur rider races. And the way this horse stayed on very strongly in the latter stages, it suggests that it's one that rather got away. I'd imagine they'll ride this horse a lot more positively than they did last time out. And obviously, being a horse with a lot of stamina, you'd expect this track and conditions to play into his strengths today. So I'm going to go with Maldini. It was an odd ride first time out. Hopefully they've learnt plenty and they ride it much more positive and up the field today and get to vote in the last race.
Maldini then, the selection for Andy in the Lucky Last. That Cork available at 3-1 at the time of recording. If you just spin us through your seven selections, please, then, for Thursday's action from the Irish venue.
Will do. Yeah, I'm going to be against the favourite in the first at a short price. I'm going to go with Alpina each way, around about 5-1. Saddler's Risk is the choice in the 3:30. Manapa the afternoon is One Cool Princess in the 4:05. I'll go with Spancil Hill each way in the 4:35. 5:10, two against the field, Captain of the Fleet and the Madwell. In the 5:40, I'm very keen on Clara Moore each way, despite the short price favourite probably being the most likely winner. And in the last race, Maldini got a shocking ride first time out. Hopefully more use is made of this horse today, and we'll see a different result.
OK, brilliant stuff then. Andy Holding's thoughts ahead of the Cork card on Thursday afternoon. And do join us on William Hill Racing Radio from 1:40 p.m. with Dave Kellner, Gary Catewell and James Millman for all of the domestic action. Thank you very much for joining me on the preview this morning, Andy, and good luck with the action at Cork today.
Thanks, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.